Hello. Thank you for listening to this podcast recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIBIC. My name is Cassidy Davis, and I'm the Marketing Coordinator for CIBIC. The topic of today's podcast is scoring and score reporting. An important part of administering the initial CIC exam is determining the passing score, or cut score, for the exam. The passing score must reflect the level of knowledge needed for a competent infection preventionist. In order to determine what this threshold is, CIBIC works with both subject matter experts and professionals at the testing company Prometric to set a cut score. Each version of the exam has a cut score that is pre-equated to the previous versions to ensure that the exam difficulty remains consistent. When CIBIC updates the examination content outline, which happens through a practice analysis every 5 years, the initial cut score must be re-evaluated. Let's go through this process from the beginning. After each practice analysis, CIBIC pilots each examination content outline by administering the exam forms to a pool of eligible candidates. These pilot examination results are the main component in a standard setting study, which determines the minimum passing score, also referred to as the cut score, for the main forms of the CIC examination. The standard setting study is completed by both CIC certified subject matter experts and professionals at Prometric. The purpose of the cut score is to establish the threshold at which a candidate demonstrates minimum competency in infection prevention and control. There are 4 different variations of the examination to help ensure exam security, and each exam cut score varies slightly to account for the small variations in difficulty among these exam forms. After the cut score is implemented, candidates will receive an automatic score report at the time of the exam completion at the testing center. This score report displays their score out of 135 total scored items on the exam. The other 15 items on the exam are in pre-test slots to determine their validity and reliability and do not count towards a candidate's score. To preserve the integrity of the examination, CIBIC cannot give out answers to incorrect questions. If a candidate receives a passing score, they are notified that they passed and given their cumulative score on the exam. In accordance with the 2016 NCCA standards, candidates who fail the examination receive a diagnostic indicator of their performance in each of the 8 domains on a diagnostic scale on their score report to help them better prepare to retest. If you have any additional questions regarding scoring and score reporting, please contact the CIBIC office at info@cbic.org or by phone at 414-918-9796. Thank you for listening to this podcast that was produced and recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology.